Equilibrium. I always do a family series, and I came up with this crazy title, Equilibrium. I didn't even know what it was. I knew it had to do something with balance. Equilibrium's off or something, you know? So I looked it up because I wanted to talk about balance in the family. Things can be so out of balance. So we came up with this title, Finding the Balance in Family. Roger, we're rolling now. Here we go. Equilibrium, what does it mean? It's the condition of a system in which all competing influences are what? Balance. It's all about a mental and emotional balance, equilibrium. Basically, this little series about the family starting at Mother's Day and going through Father's Day today has all been about what? Balance. Last week was called Checking What? Balance. A series on money in the family last week. All right, so finding balance in family. We looked at several. The first one about Mother's Day, New Balance. There was a new sheriff in town when Jesus came. Is that right, ladies? Say. Of all major religions, all of them, you look. Don't even have to look at the Bible, man. Just go to Wikipedia, historical records, documents about major religions. Only one leader of a major religion truly respected women and didn't denigrate women. His name, Jesus Christ. Period. Not making that up. It's just the truth. New Balance, ladies. He brought that to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Yeah, praise the Lord. Good stuff. Come on. And then we looked at relative balance. How to have relationship and to relate to people. Remember that? I talked about your words and your countenance. You can say what you want all day, but if you got a ticked off look on your face and it ain't flying, Jack. Talked about touch and things like that. How to relate and have that in balance. Sometimes we got one, but we don't have the whole package working. We need to work on that. Amen? Sorry, balance. A lot of people say, I'm sorry, but they don't feel it. When you hurt somebody, you need to feel it. You need to feel it yourself before you open your mouth. Feel it! And then you can communicate it. So many people hurt people, they never really truly feel sorry, and they leave devastation in their wake. Learning how to say you're sorry. We talked about that. That's so important in family and relationships. Then last week, checking balance. How much is enough? It was beautiful. I think I saw somebody told me, Tammy, online, you're going to start couponing again. Is that correct? Good. I got home Sunday night. My phone was lit up with different messages from the message last Sunday. Different young families just encouraging me. Thank you, Pastor, so much. That helped me and my family and stuff like that. So important. Number one reason for family breakdown is what? Money. Number one reason for family breakdown is what? Money, flat out, period. That's what it is. So it's really important. Today, it's Father's Day. And being a son, a husband, and a father all rolled up into one can create some, say it with me, tough. Look at that big old rock on that little rock. Woo, that sucker about to roll off, it looks like, doesn't it? I want to talk to you today about tough balance. Being a son, being a husband, being a father, how tough that can be. And we're going to get a little personal here. I hope you're all right. Amen? Here we go. Transitioning from boy to man. Say that with me. Transitioning from boy to man. There's a lot of boys that never make it. I mean, they're old, but they never got out of that boy thing. All right? Let's talk about it today. Tough balance. Son, number one. Let's talk about son. Fellas, you, whether you like it or not, you're a son. All right? Here we go. Let's look at it. Son. Boy to man. Do that again, Raj. Boy, it looks so easy. One more time. Look, boy to... Well, I just made it. No, it ain't that bad. Come on, one more time. Boy to... Well, now I'm a man. No, you ain't. One more time. Boy to... Well, look at that. Are you all right? I'm worried about you today. I got three R's. I actually got four R's. You'll see the fourth one at the end. Three, instead of reading, writing, arithmetic, to help you with your tough balance. Number one is responsible. Say that with me. Responsible. Responsible. Did you know it's tough going from a boy to man and learning to be responsible? Did you know it's tough? Yes or no? We hear it all the time. We see it all the time. Family's devastated. I look through this audience and I see in your face, in your lives, men who've let so many of you down because they weren't responsible. They couldn't do the right thing. Okay? Let's talk about it. Being responsible. Going from boy to man. What does responsible mean? It means accountable, and say it with me, reliable. You know, dude, that's what you should be. Say. You should be able to be counted on and relied upon. Well, I can't do all that because you're still a boy. You hearing me? And this is for all of us, men and women alike. Responsible is distinguishing between what? Right and wrong. Being able to make good decisions. Being responsible. Jesus, I just threw this up there, this scripture. Let this mind be in you. We need to have the mind of Christ to do this. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation. He took upon him the form of a what? Servant. He was made in the likeness of men. But look at the task that he accomplished. Oh, he was born in a manger. Remember Bethlehem? But became a man. All right? And being found in fashion as a man, he did what? He humbled himself. He stuck to his mission. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And so, we have that example in Jesus. The Bible says about men, if any man, basically, provide not for his own house, and especially for those of his own house, he's denied the faith, and he's worse than a what? To not take responsibility for your family. To not be responsible for the bills. To not be responsible as the leader in that home. I tell you what, guys, not going to fly. It doesn't fly with God. You can tell me how much you love Jesus and sing Kumbaya to me. It doesn't mean anything to me. You understand? Responsibility! Going from boy to man. Being strong. Being responsible. Doing the right thing. Now wake up. If you're sleeping, somebody do this to somebody. Help me up here. That's why so many aren't, because they sleep. Here we go. Come on. Keep going, Raj. What we got, buddy? Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with what? Might. For there's no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave. So many people don't get anything done. Men don't get things done with their life because they don't do it with all their might. Okay? Work and work hard. Did you know the Bible gives us 6 days to work? It doesn't say work five. It doesn't say work 3 days and take four off. Did you know the Bible doesn't say that? Say. It says work 6 days. You know what you ought to do? Use every one of them. What about my family? You can work and still do family. Did y'all not know that or not? Say. You just live in America where it ain't been popular for you to do it that way. Most of the world has to work every day. You listening? Say. Unless you're in France. But they're going to hell in a handbasket over there in their economy. You understand? Yes or no? Oh, I'm serious. If that's what you want your country to become, you want to be Greece, have at it. I don't want to be that. I'd rather be in a country where we work hard. We get up and we work hard and we take responsibility and not look to our government to be our savior. You listening or not? All right, so that's tough. You hearing me today? Here we go. Being a man is to be responsible. It's to be accountable. It's to be reliable. Going from boy to man, son. It's to be able to distinguish between right and wrong and to do what? Right. Doesn't mean you don't make bad decisions. It doesn't mean you're perfect, but it means that's the course you're on. That's the choices you're making. You're on that road you can be dependent on. Y'all got it? Yes or no? That's tough, ain't it? Say. That really is a tough balance, isn't it? Going from boy to man. Being a son like that. Look at what God the Father said to Jesus. And Jesus, when he was baptized, he went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this, say it with me, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. I tell you what, Dad, you know what being responsible is? It's to be responsible. Father, to help your son to hear words like this. And this is what I think dads need to say to their kids. It's what kids need to hear. But I tell you, guy, you got to work to get this. I mean, really. You don't have to work to get it, but I mean, you shouldn't have to work to get it. But I tell you what, if you're always irresponsible, it's going to be hard to hear these words. Okay, here they are. I claim you. You're mine. That's what God told Jesus. I love you. You're my beloved son, whom I love. And then he said this, in whom I'm well pleased, I'm proud of you. Guys, especially, can we say these three things? I, and I'm, one more time, I, and I'm proud of you. That's what Jason said he hadn't heard. Guess why Jason didn't hear that? There was somebody in his life who wasn't responsible. Did y'all hear me or not? And looking back over my life, my dad, I can't ever recall my dad saying, you belong, getting my face in his hands and holding me and looking in my eyes and saying, you belong to me. You belong to me. You ought to do that with your children. You ought to get their face in your hand and look them in the eye and say, you belong to me. And then to say, I love you. I can't ever remember my daddy telling me that. And I never heard my daddy say, I'm proud of you. I mean, going from son to man to be that responsible person. Guys, this is the way we need to communicate. Are y'all listening or did I lose you? Okay. Responsible! That's the goal of having a son, isn't it? Say, have a son! Let him be a baby his whole life, never grow up. Is that our goal as parents? Say, guys, yes or no? Well, then quit babying him, treating him like that. Amen. Say, it disgusts me sometimes parents that have 38-year-old children or 45-year-old kids and they're still stinking irresponsible and they just keep babying them. And through irresponsibility, they learn how to manipulate you. Are y'all listening or not? Okay. Tough balance, isn't it? Say, whoa! Make you even think about having kids after hearing all this, won't it? You can do it. Be responsible. Amen. Don't just be bringing babies in the world and leaving them and not being responsible for them. People in our church are caring for little babies who people have been irresponsible in their life, so they're fostering them and raising them. Why? Because the people before them were what? Irresponsible. Responsible. See the point? Yes or no? So being a son, going from boy to man, the key word is what? Responsible. Number two, husband. We'll talk about this. Not the easiest thing for me to talk about. Because of some pain in my life and struggle. But we're going to do it anyway. Here we go. Husband. The word love and the word what? One more time. The word what? And respect. And look, now put love up there. Love, love. Look, put it up there again, Rod. Take it off. Here we go. Love, love. Love's so easy. Because us fellas, we just love to love. Come on, one more time. Come on. Oh, I love you. Oh, wait a minute. Go again. Ooh, that feels good. Here we go. Y'all ready? I love you. Oh, yeah. Y'all right? No, you didn't want me to do that. Please don't do that again. Here we go. And, of course, Roger's egging me on. That's funny. Here we go. Let's talk about it. You know what? Here's what I mean. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ. I hope you're listening. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Husbands, you're to love your wife. Unconditionally, to give security, to be there. You understand? Like Christ loved. But keep hold the phone a minute. So ought men to love their wives as their own what? Bodies. He that loves his wife loves who? Himself. The Bible says the two shall become one flesh. You love your wife, you're loving who? You're loving yourself. Okay? So that's that right there. But hang on. It's tough. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his what? Wife, even as what? So love your wife as your what? One more time. Love your wife as your what? And the wife see that she what? Let's get that down. And the wife see that she... The word means respect. And the wife see that she what? Can we say that pretty loud? And the wife see that she what? One more time. Respect. Can you say that loud? Respect. You know what it is, guys? I just want to hit on this subject. I've really never talked about it. I've always been hard on you guys. Always. And I'm going to continue to be hard on you as men. Okay? I've always said, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. I mean, what does that mean? It means whatever. Amen? I'm going to tell you something. It's very, very important, guys, that you love yourself enough to expect respect. Did you hear what I said? To love yourself enough to expect respect. And ladies, you're hearing me up here talk, but I'm talking to the fellas right now. But you can listen in if you want to. But fellas, you ought to expect respect. You love your wife. Love her unconditionally. That's what you do. But to not respect yourself enough or to care enough for yourself to have respect and to expect respect is damaging in the relationship and is damaging in your mind. Y'all listening or not? Did I lose some of you? Let's talk about it. Respectful. What is it? What is to show respect and have respect? It's to hold in honor and to show what? Consideration. Okay? Obviously, fellas, look, you're to love your wife, you're to respect your wife, you're to show consideration, you're to show respect, you're to show honor. But I'm going to say something to you, sir, as well. Guess what? It's okay for you to expect respect. Did you hear me or not? Not demand respect. You better respect me. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm telling you this, there's certainly nothing wrong, and it's very healthy for you to expect respect. Okay? To be beat down, to be treated like crap, to be cheated on and just take it and take it and take it, where you have no respect for yourself. You can say you're acting like Jesus, but it's funny. Did you know even Jesus expects you to respect Him? Did you know that, yes or no? Did you know Jesus doesn't let you pray to Buddha and He's going to wave a wand over your head and get you to heaven? Did you know you're going to hell? Did you just hear what I said? But I was a good person. But you know, Jesus says, you know, but I respect myself enough and what I did on the cross to pay for your sins. That no, just because you're a good person, you ain't getting in. You know why? Because you didn't come through me, the one you need to honor and to love here. You understand? Yes or no? All right. It's a tough little subject. I knew I'd open it up this morning. Little can of worms. Yeah, guy. If you don't love your wife and you don't treat her right, you know, that's pathetic. But you can do that. And if you don't get that respect and you're not being respected and you don't care about yourself, and you know, that's a real problem in the relationship. Yes or no? Sure it is. To have balance, I'm telling you, it's tough balance, this husband thing. To have balance as a husband, you must love, honor, and respect your wife, and love yourself enough to expect the same for you. Is there anything wrong with that? Say. And ladies, this works for you as well. To love your husband, to honor your husband, to respect your husband. Is there anything wrong with you expecting that back to you? Say. Isn't that called like a healthy relationship? Yes or no? Absolutely. And don't you think that's God's will for your life? Of course it is. We get warped. We get to thinking being beaten down or beaten up, and women get beat and things like that. It's crazy. And we think somehow we're suffering and we're being like Jesus. I ain't saying I got it all figured out, but I am saying I just showed you what the Bible says. Did I show you what the Bible says? Yes or no? Did we see it or not? Let's just review. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, respect your husbands. Was that in the Bible? Yes or no? Is that what the Bible said, or did Gary make it up? Amen. Y'all all right? Love and respect her? Yeah! Love and respect yourself? Yeah! The church sometimes teaches a different teaching. We get it a little, you know, carry your cross, take up your cross, follow me. I understand all that.
But you know, Jesus didn't talk a lot about marriage. He was smart.
That's what that man was. He was smart. You understand? Come on. Expect what? If you're not married, you ought to give respect and give love. Let me tell you something, but you ought to expect love and you expect respect. You understand? Yes or no? That's healthy, guys. That's good for us. Husband. Respectful. So responsible. Son, responsible. Respectful is full of respect. Full of respect for your wife and for yourself. Did I put you to sleep? It's Father's Day, guys. I mean, yeah, we're going to talk about stuff like this. Amen? Transitioning from boy to man. It makes you just want to stay 11, doesn't it? Can I go back? Here we go. Last one today. Father. Father. So son, responsible. Husband, what was the R word? Respectful. And now, father. We're to nurture our children. But put that era thing again, one more time. We're to nurture. Oh, I got me a little baby. But do it again. Oh, he's so cute. Look at him. You know? Come on, sweetie. But it is hard sometimes to go from nurturing over here to discipline. You understand? And to do it the right way and to stay in balance, guys. Are y'all listening to me today? All right? Being a father, to nurture. It means to lovingly care for your children. Okay? We're to nurture our children. We're to lovingly care for our kids. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, fathers, don't provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the what? Nurture and admonition of the Lord, of the training of the Lord. Discipline. That's training that teaches and develops self-control. Or what? A hall. Okay. Wait a minute. Like I'm a son, I got to go from boy to man, so I become responsible. And now I got to like take one of these things like I used to be and make him responsible. This is tough. Y'all understand? Woo! Discipline. So it's, one more time, Raj. What is discipline? It's training that teaches and develops self what? What's that mean? No, you're not going to talk back like that. You're going to control your little mouth, what you're going to do. How about this? No, you're not going to steal that. You don't steal. You understand? That is not yours, and you're not doing it. Why am I doing that? So they can grow up and know I can't steal. They can grow up and know they can't just run their mouth and say anything to anybody and get by with it. We're trying to raise people who are what? Responsible. That's called discipline. That's why a lot of parents don't do it, because they are irresponsible. You know? We're going to go to a restaurant, and you're not going to sit there and scream bloody, stinking murder. Ah! You are not doing that. You listening or not? Are y'all hearing me? And it seems like it's getting worse. I mean, when your older folks grow up, you're with the restaurant, these people weren't climbing off the walls. What are they saying? Something's changed. It's called people are irresponsible and not willing to do the hard work of raising children. It's tough to be a daddy. And the worst one's this. I'm going to tell your mama when she gets home. Why are we disciplining? We don't do it out of wrath. We don't provoke them to wrath. We're not doing it when we're angry. Of course not. Discipline. We love our children, but why do we discipline? Why do we have rules? Why do we do these things? Because we're trying to teach them self-control so they don't go to prison. And so every stinking night I don't get a phone call from the teacher. Is that right or what? Yeah, exactly. Isn't that what it's about? Thank you, Miss Teacher. Amen. You have stayed awake the whole time. Here we go. All right. So this is tough, guys. I chose this scripture. Proverbs 6. These six things doth the Lord hate. Seven are abomination. Pride, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood,
a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord among the brethren. Wow. If you take out that murder thing, I mean, most kids are all over that. My son, keep your father's commandment. Don't forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them about your neck. When you go, it'll lead you. When you sleep, it'll keep you. When you awake, it shall be with you and talk with you. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Isn't that great? To train up kids who can be responsible and that you can look at and say, I claim you and I love you and I'm proud of you. Isn't that what it's all about, guys? Yes or no? But it's tough. It's not easy. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's what? Old, he'll not depart from it. Doesn't mean your kids are always going to be perfect. You do the right thing. You try. They break your heart. It's hard. I understand that. Doesn't mean we don't do the right thing. And we trust God. And we just keep on believing. This is going to pan out. Amen? I'm going to believe. Amen? So what's our third R? Responsible was the first one. The second one was respectful. And the third R, resolute. Not a word we use all the time. It means to be firm in purpose. Dad, if you're going to go from nurturing to disciplining, you've got to be firm in your purpose. You've got to know this is your role in the home. You're the leader. Did you understand that, yes or no? It's okay for most mothers would love this. If Dad, not screaming, yelling, throwing things, but Dad, just by his demeanor and the way he handles himself, and quite frankly, the Bible says if you'll discipline your children betimes, the old King James, betimes, the word means early. If you'll do it early when your children are really small, it's amazing how that as they get older, you can just look at them. Where's Elise? Put your hand down. She did it. See that? Even at 22, it still works. Anyway, here we go. To be firm in purpose. Got it? To be determined. Resolute. Guys, to be this kind of person, to discipline our kids, it's got to take determination. The transition from lovingly caring for our children to teaching and training self-control requires being firm in purpose and having some serious what? One more time. Let's read that together. This is really important. The message is almost done. The transition from lovingly caring to teaching and training self-control requires being firm in and having some... How many parents, come on, you felt like they about wore you down? I mean, it just about wore me down. They about wore me down. I mean, kids can do it, can't they? They'll just wear you down. Dad, man up. Do the right thing. Discipline. Okay? Did you know the Bible even says stuff like this? If you beat your child, he ain't going to die. It says it just like that in the Bible. If you beat your child, he ain't going to die. We're not advocating beating and doing crazy things. Did I spank my children? Absolutely. I paddled my children. I had a paddle. And I paddled my children's rear end. Here's the funny thing. I was talking to Elise the other night. She can never remember once me ever paddling her. Ever. Ever. Did I paddle her? Yes. Guess when it was? Early. Bee times. Early. To when they're wanting to do wrong. And you, oh, he's just a baby. He's just getting by with it. No, it's just because you're an absolute nut. I'm going to say just one word here, not to offend. Not to offend, which you know you are going to be when I say this. Grandparents are awesome. We love you. But, remember, you disciplined us. Yes or no? So grandparents, when you're little grandbabies, remember, you disciplined We're not bad people here, guys. We're doing what you did to us. Seemed like it was okay for you to beat my butt. Enough said. Here we go. Here we go. Keep going, Raj. We're done with the message. So what were our words? Responsible, respectful, expect respect. And then resolute. To be firm in purpose and determined. Here's the last word. Reproduce. It don't mean what you think. It don't mean what you think. Because after this sermon, there is no more sex. Is that right? Here we go. Here we go. Reproduce. Reproduce. That tough balance between son and, you know, boy to man, it's tough. What's it all about? Here's what it's all about. Now, that's the word leave. To leave, L-E-A-V-E. To leave a legacy where our children can be responsible, respectful, and resolute so they can what? Reproduce and continue the what? See, for you to drop the ball and not be responsible as a dad, as a parent, as a father, listen, you're screwing it up. It's so important. Even though it's tough, you've got to do these things on the screen. You've got to do the right thing. You've got to press towards that. I press for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, I'm more than a conqueror through Him who loved me. I can do anything. I can do this. Amen? For me to do these things, and even though it's tough as a son, as a husband, as a father, my goal is to leave a legacy where our children can be responsible, respectful, and resolute so that they too can produce and continue what we started. Amen? So that's what it's all about. That's at least a little bit what it's about today, about my message today. So happy Father's Day, guys. Amen. Praise the Lord.